Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. Staged reading of play, Calling the Rock Home, Jan. 19 Placemelter presents a staged reading of local playwright Karen Thistle's piece, Calling the Rock Home. Three young men leave their Newfoundland homes to come and work for Inco, the nickel mining giant of Sudbury. The year is 1968 and these men must decide if they can make this dangerous work and barren rock home. The performance runs at 7 p.m. at Sudbury Theatre Centre. Purchase tickets online here. Coaches vs. Leafs Alumni Fundraising Game Jan. 21 This coming weekend you can enjoy the best of the Toronto Maple Leafs and support the Nickel City Minor Hockey Association with the Coaches vs. Leafs Alumni Fundraising Game. Head to the Garson Arena, 100 Church Street, on Sat. June 21, at 7 p.m. and you can watch the hockey skills of the Nickel City Minor Hockey Association U13 coaches as they face former Maple Leafs like Rick Vave, Brad May, Peter Holland, Dave Mulwayne, Mike Krushelniski, Ally Afraidy, Matt Martin, Rick Jackman, Todd Gill and Greg Hotham. You'll also get to watch the family of Leafs great George Armstrong. Armstrong's nephew Dale McCourt will strap on his skates along with Armstrong's granddaughter, Callie Armstrong, a player, coach and a mentor to other Indigenous players. For more information about the team and league, click here. You can find tickets online here. Sudbury Performance Group presents the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, until January 21st winner of the Tony and the Drama Desk Awards for Best Book. The 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee has charmed audiences across the country with its effortless wit and humor. Featuring a fast-paced, wildly funny and touching book by Rachel Scheinken and a truly fresh and vibrant score by William Finn, this bee is one unforgettable experience. An eclectic group of six mid-pube cents vie for the spelling championship of a lifetime. While candidly disclosing hilarious and touching stories from their home lives, the tweens spell their way through a series of, potentially made-up, words, hoping never to hear the soul-crushing, pout-inducing, life-unaffirming, ding, of the bell that signals a spelling mistake. Six spellers enter, one speller leaves. At least the losers get a juice box. Sudbury Performance Group presents this show January 12 through 21 at Thornlow University Theatre. Purchase tickets online here. Biggest Little Theatre Company presents The Little Mermaid Jr. Until January 22, the Biggest Little Theatre Company in Sudbury invites you to journey under the sea with Ariel and her aquatic friends in Disney's The Little Mermaid Jr. The production features more than 40 youth aged 6 to 16 years old from the Greater Sudbury area, and the show runs approximately 1.25 hours without intermission, making it perfect for a younger audience. The Little Mermaid Jr. runs January 12-22 at the Capriel Arena in Capriel. Tickets cost $15 for general admission. Tickets and specific showtime information is available online at www.bltcsudbury.com. Cinefest presents screening of Tempete, Ride Above, Jan. 25 Cinefest Sudbury has unveiled the first film screening for its 2023 Red Carpet Patron Program. The film, Tempete, Ride Above, is a French family drama that screens at Silver City Sudbury on January 25 at 7 p.m. Tickets are on sale now with limited availability at cinefest.com, at the Cinefest box office, 40 Larch Street, Unit 103, or by calling 705-688-1234. Red Carpet Patron Program passes for 2023 are now available to purchase at cinefest.com/rcpp. Tino presents Garçon, Jan. 26-28 in a classic French restaurant, three waiters live through their customers' misadventures and discussions, where humor meets drama and philosophy flirts with folly. At each table, different clients pull us into their intimacy, all under the watchful eyes and ears of our waiters who serve as discreet witnesses. Based on the web series of the same name by Stéphane E. Roy, this play presents different scenarios where the customer isn't always king. Four shows running at Place des Arts January 26-28. Purchase tickets online here. Sudbury Performance Group presents acting workshop with Brenda Camino Jan. 26-29 Brenda Camino has devoted much of her professional career to the development and guidance of actors, professional and community. This workshop explores an approach to the craft of acting. Beginning with exercises for the imagination and the powers of observation, the workshop will entail the establishment of vocabulary, script analysis, character work, improvisation, monologue and scene study. Workshop runs January 26-29 at the Hilton Garden Inn. Cost is $125. Space is limited to 10 participants. Register online here. Sudbury Indie Cinema presents Dog Video Fest Jan. 28 this summer, Sudbury Indie Cinema brought you Cat Video Fest, and now our other favorite fur friends have their time to shine with Dog Video Fest. The second screening of Dog Video Fest runs January 28 at 3 p.m. Dog Video Fest is 75 minutes of the best, funniest, most touching and most surprising canine videos around. A portion of proceeds will be donated to 4 Champ Animal Rescue and Rehabilitation. There will be a donation bin in place where patrons are encouraged to donate dog food, wet and dry, blankets, towels, and dog toys. Tickets are available online here or in person at the cinema located at 162 Mackenzie Street, across the street from Sudbury Secondary School. A winter walk in the Lou Greenspace Jan. 28 all looks still in the winter forest, but there are plenty of signs of life if you know where to look. Come on a winter walk in the Lou Greenspace and discover animal tracks and other signs of the life around us. A winter walk in the Lou Greenspace will take place Saturday, January 28 at 1:30 p.m. Participants are asked to gather at the trail sign at the south end of the parking lot at the Lou Athletic Building. The walk will be co-led by Gerard Corton, Franco Mariotti and Peter Beckett, who are all local scientists. This winter nature walk is hosted by Coalition for a Livable Sudbury and Rainbow Roots Association. Register for the walk online here. Sudbury Music Festival registrations open until January 31. If you have lamented the loss of live music, the 2023 Sudbury Music Festival, formerly the Kiwanis Music Festival of Sudbury, will be held from March 25 to April 5. After 2 years of COVID-19 precautions and restrictions limiting the festival to virtual activities only, participants will once again have the opportunity to gather in person and experience each other's performances live, carrying on a 76-year tradition. The majority of Sudbury Music Festival participants will perform and receive feedback face-to-face with their adjudicator. School choirs, bands and other large ensembles will have the option to submit video recordings for adjudication or perform in person. Registrations for the festival are open now though January 31. Additional details, such as the venue, will be announced in the coming months. More information, including the 2023 syllabus, is available at www.sudburymusicfestival.ca. Sudbury Theatre Centre AGM Jan. 31 Sudbury Theatre Centre's AGM takes place from 6 to 7 p.m. Tuesday, January 31. Members are welcome to attend for updates about the organization and the previous year of operation. In order to be recognized as a member, you must donate a minimum of $35 to the Sudbury Theatre Centre. Staff members will be at the theatre to process donations upon arrival. Anyone who has already donated will be in the system. Reserve a ticket for this event to assist with planning light refreshments and seating. RSVP here. Centre Club Dodge Door de la Valle January Activities Mondays Café, Card Games, Exercises, Dinner, Knitting. Tuesdays Line Dancing and Pocket Games. Wednesdays Yoga and Paper Toll. Thursdays Beading. Fridays Line Dancing. A community dinner takes place January 9, cost is $12. The regular meeting is January 11. A dinner featuring amateur musicians takes place January 19, a wine and cheese takes place January 22, and an amateur musician night takes place January 30. A full schedule of events is available online here. Sudbury Theatre Centre PA Day Camp Feb. 3 Exploration and fun are the key words for Sudbury Theatre Centre's PA Day Theatre Camps for youth ages 8 to 12. Remaining dates for this school year include Friday, February 3, Friday, March 10, Friday, April 28, and Friday, June 9. The program includes collaborative activities and games designed to build imagination, confidence, and creative expression. Visit sudburytheatre.com/youth for more information and to register. Pond Hockey Festival on the Rock Feb. 3-4 The Pond Hockey Festival on the Rock returns Feb 3-4. The festival will feature tournaments for multiple divisions, food and beverage vendors, and a variety of other entertainment options. Due to factors beyond the organizers' control, the event will not be held on Ramsey Lake this winter. The team at Northern Hockey Academy has stepped up and made ice time available for the event. Also, the event will be using one of Sudbury's best outdoor rinks. Register online here. Onapping Falls Winter Carnival Feb. 3-5 The Onapping Falls Winter Carnival runs Feb 3-5, with numerous activities and events happening in Levick, Onapping and Dowling. A carnival button is required to participate in any carnival event or activity. Buttons are $5 for adults and $3 for youth under 18 years old. Children under 2 years old are free. Visit www.onappingfallswintercarnival.ca for all the details, as well as on social media. Black History Month Gala Feb. 4 Wes Hall, perhaps best known for his role as an investor in the CBC television series Dragon's Den, is delivering a keynote address at the annual Black History Month Gala on February 4. Hosted by the Afro Heritage Association of Sudbury, Hall is delivering the address during an event set to take place at the Steelworkers Hall, 66 Brady Street, beginning at 6 p.m. alongside Hall's keynote speech. The February 4 gala will include Afro-Caribbean food, entrepreneur showcases, networking, a fashion show, live band performances and dancing. Tickets range in price from $35 to $100, and are available online by clicking here as well as at the Northern Ontario Black Economic Empowerment Program, NOBEEP, office at 73 Elm Street, in Suquamish Friendship Centre Winter Carnival Feb. 11 event runs 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy indoor and outdoor activities, including a hockey skills competition, fish pond, face painting, entertainment, raffles, a fire and more. Refreshments including hot dogs, hamburgers and hot chocolate, food is first come, first served at 12 p.m. Phone 705-674-2128 for more information. Art Gallery of Sudbury Exhibitions Winter 2023. The Art Gallery of Sudbury has a number of exhibitions on display this winter. Gallery 1 features Blazes Along the Trail, Exploring David Milne's Imaginative Vision, a new major exhibition of works by David Milne, circulated by Art Windsor Essex and curated by Christopher Finn. This exhibition presents a selection of works from core areas of Milne's artistic practice in oil painting, watercolors, and dry point prints. You can catch the exhibition until March 19. There are also three other exhibitions showing at the Art Gallery of Sudbury concurrently with this exhibition. The spaces in between Stairwell and Gallery 2, on display until March 19, Frank M. Stark. The Bud Car Train from Sudbury to White River, Gallery 2, on display until January 29, and Creative Kids, Gallery 3, on display until January 29. The gallery is open Tuesday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. Pierogies and cabbage rolls Mondays to Fridays. Fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for curbside pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Seniors Center. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.